Alex Leahy. Get used to the name because she's literally taking the national music scene by storm and soon international as well. The 24-year-old has just released her debut EP, B-Grade University, and is throwing her axe to the sky with a massive tour around the country. And she joins me on 2SER this afternoon. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, so good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Look, you're in the middle of this massive tour. Every day on Instagram, I see you somewhere else. You're in Movie World one day, then you're over with Quokkas at Rottnest Island. What's going on? Where are you right now?
I'm actually in Sydney at the moment.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I just flew in this morning from the Gold Coast. And yeah, doing a bunch of shows this weekend over here.
That's it. Yeah, you've been playing, of course, part of your massive tour around the country, which seems to be taking you backward and forward all around the place. Now, B-Grade University has been out about a month or so now. Fantastic collection of songs. I think a lot of early 20-year-olds could relate to it because obviously you've written it in your early 20s. is the EP autobiographical?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of only capable about writing songs about things that like have happened to me or that have crossed my mind or, you know, that I'm experiencing. So, yeah, I mean, like in that way, the EP is kind of like this accidental concept kind of record. But that's just because, like, yeah, just as I write about stuff that has happened to me and, you know, obviously being in my early 20s at that time and, like, leaving uni and, you know, going out with friends and having, like, first loves and first breakups and that sort of thing, like, it just all kind of came together, you know, with that sort of, I guess, cohesiveness.
It's the concept of life.
Oh, that's deep.
I guess so. The EP, of course, has been produced and you've got a lot of help from Oscar Dawson from Holy Holy. He's a fantastic artist himself, of course. What did he add to your songwriting for this EP?
The songs were pretty fully formed when we went into the studio. But I think what he helped me do is just sort of marry the music to the lyric and to the songs themselves. And, you know, I think that's a sign of a really great producer in that he was able to really kind of distinguish what exactly the songs were about and the moods of those songs and the way that they should be kind of presented in a sort of more sonic way. But other than that, like just working with Oscar, like I just learned so much from him as a musician and also from a like songwriting perspective, because after being in the studio with him, I just go home, you know, being a better guitar player for having worked with him because he's just so good at it. And so that kind of shapes my songwriting in different ways as well. Like it's just kind of all about being more mature, I guess. And that comes with working with different people. And yeah, like Oz is a great friend, a great musician and a wonderful teacher as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, Holy Holy going great guns around the country as well.
Oh, they're like one of the best bands in the country easily. Sure, they're so good. Yeah.
Which brings me to the conference, which I just saw you at Big Sound up at Brizzy. Just that industry, everyone was there, everyone was excited, there for the music, for the love of music. Was there anything there at that conference that, you know, blew you away? Did you meet someone that you were like, whoa, who am I meeting? What was your highlight of the conference?
I think the highlight, I've been to Big Sound a couple of times before, but I've never played.
Oh, okay.
And so it was a completely different experience, you know, kind of having those responsibilities. It meant I saw less bands, which I didn't like, but it also meant that I got to play, which I love. So, I don't know, like for me, I think the best experiences were kind of seeing friends of mine like play and do really well, and just sort of nail it. Like everyone's so prepared for those shows and it's just great when you know, you see your mates sort of hit the nail on the head and get the job done. But other than that, like also just sort of seeing new bands as well. Like I saw Ceres for the first time there and they just blew my mind. And, you know, you go home after seeing shows like that and you go and listen to it and then you start writing and it's just like, yeah, really, I don't know, it's quite inspiring and motivating and, you know, it makes you want to get better at your craft as well, which I think is the most beneficial thing of doing that kind of stuff. Like, you know, it's all well and good to play in front of label heads and journos and all that sort of thing. But the reason why we really play gigs is because we want to get better at what we do and do different things along the way.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you're going up to South by Southwest next year, which I'm guessing now that you've signed with APA booking agents, you're going to be doing a bit of an American tour.
Yeah, spoiler alert, I just got like a routing for a tour next year, which includes South by.
Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
So I'm really looking forward to, I'm looking forward to finalizing it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting my visa and I'm looking forward to going over. So, yeah, it will be awesome. I mean, my band is myself and three of my like best friends. And the fact that we get to go you know, overseas and travel together to play music and do our job is just, like, it's still beyond me. I can't believe it, and I don't think I'll believe it until we're there. But I'm really excited to eat a whole lot of brisket and meet some new people and, yeah, have a really good time.
Oh, look, the proportions are ridiculous, you know.
Bring it on. Yeah. I'm all about it. Portion control is a myth. Yeah. I don't know what people are talking about.
If you could travel, if you could tour America with anyone, who would you tour with?
Springsteen.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's pretty
I mean, it would be the best. You'd play, like, some, like, just, like, stupid-sized stadiums and that sort of thing. I think that'd be awesome. I mean, like, one of my bucket list venues is to do Red Rocks in Colorado. I don't think Springsteen would do Red Rocks these days, but, you know, if someone wants to have me on and do, and you know, do that, that'd be pretty sweet. But, like, Springsteen would be amazing.
Is he an influence as well?
Oh, huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was brought up on Springsteen. My mum's a huge fan. And, yeah, we actually just got our tickets the other day to go see him in Melbourne.
Yeah, nice.
But, yeah, he's just, I don't know. I mean, all of his stuff is so autobiographical as well, and I think that's why people really grasp onto what he has to say and what he represents to a lot of people, because I think for a lot of people, he's just a mirror of themselves.
Yeah.
And that's why his songs are so, like, they just resonate with people 110%. And, like, I feel like the same goes for people like, you know, Dolly Parton. Yeah, it's just, they're almost just like a music box of people's lives.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I was going to ask you about, of course, you've been playing music since you were 13. Started on sax. Do you ever pick up the sax anymore?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've been playing music my whole life. I started playing sax at 13, though.
Yeah.
I haven't played it recently because I haven't really had time, to be honest, and I also only have one reed, which I don't want to break.
Oh, no.
But, I love playing the sax. The sax is really the only instrument that I actually know how to play. But
what do you mean? What's a guitar?
Well, I just kind of taught myself, like, I don't really know how to play guitar. Like, I just kind of, you know, I'm still nutting it out.
Well, you know how to perform a guitar, because on stage, when you take that axe out, you look like you know what you're doing.
Oh, thanks. It's all smoke and mirrors. That's the trick. You can edit that out.
So. Well, no. The show's fantastic. I recommend everyone get out to Brighton Up Bar. It's on Friday the 30th of September. And also the other shows, but it's going to be fantastic. Alex Leahy's live show is definitely worth seeing, especially now on the small venues, because I don't reckon you'll be in small venues for much longer.
Look, I don't know. I love playing small venues. Like, that's the, I don't know.
Yeah, do you reckon people, like artists, actually miss playing those small venues? I guess you do, right?
100%. Yeah. We played Rotto Fest last week with the Jezebels, and they're back on the road after a while, and they did a warm-up show the week before at Brighton Up Bar, actually, and it was like a secret show, and they were saying it's really hard for us to do those shows now because of their gear and like the production that they have, but they were like, but it felt really good. Like, it's just it's a different style of show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You're playing a whole bunch of shows around the place. Good luck with the rest of the tour and the rest of the year. And I'm sure we'll look forward to new music. What, maybe next year? Alex?
Oh, absolutely. I can guarantee it. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us here at 2SER.
Thank you so much.